Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Joe, we'll send it back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And I want to thank Omar for coming on. And I think it's going to be a hell of a game. Of course, I thought Miami and Florida was going to be a hell of a game. I was wrong, but the Miami
was a hell of a game for different reasons.
Miami Dolphins getting set to take on a really good Jacksonville team. Don't get me wrong.
I imagine we won't see a ton of blowouts here in week one of the NFL season, right? You have one game that has a spread over a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's the Patriots. They'll probably be involved in a lot of those. But
so one thing about the NFL, like if I told you, I don't know who Arizona's playing. Who do I see Arizona's playing? If I told you Arizona might win that game, you wouldn't be surprised, right?
I wouldn't be surprised with any team winning in week one outside of the Patriots.
Right.
Arizona's playing the Bills.
Yeah,
in Buffalo.
All right. So. But you wouldn't be completely surprised if Arizona beat them.
No. 6.5-point favorites, Buffalo.
So this whole thing, that's what makes the league. You look at most of the point spreads are always tight for NFL games. And
I know we have plenty of time to go over these, but there are some teams that do get that off-season hype, right? Like, I think the Bears are one of those teams that are really benefiting from a whole lot of off-season hype. And they are 4-point favorites against the Titans. And I think the Titans might actually be good.
Yeah, they picked up a lot of guys recently. They did. They went out and got a lot of guys.
I like their quarterback. I think they might actually be good, and again, I don't know.
Was the quarterback only good against the Dolphins, or is he good all year? he was unbelievable against us. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
He's the only guy, like, he goes, hey, Xavier Howard, I'm going after you every chance I get.
Well, remember, even Pete was telling us at practice he's a big fan of
Will. Yeah, he did say that. Pete is.
But, you know, the Bears are a big question mark, because who knows how good that rookie quarterback's going to be when things actually go live here in week one.
Well, I'll tell you what.
These guys haven't gotten much work in the preseason either.
That all bets are off on quarterback. It's one thing to do it in the preseason, but just to show up now that everybody knows you haven't seen a lot of different looks and fake blitzes and all the different things you do to disguise coverages. Yeah, all bets are off on the young guys, man. All bets are off. I'm not saying they don't make great throws, but they also make some mistakes that end up being a costly play. So you're right.
And Colts and Texans should be a good game.
Boy, jumping right into a division game right off the bat.
That should be good. Houston's favored by 3 there. Falcons, Steelers, I don't know about that one. Steelers are kind of a mess.
So the Dolphins open, and I said this about the schedule from last year. Last year, the Dolphins, when they played these teams, a lot of them, A lot of them weren't very good. I would agree. For people said the Raiders weren't very good. Carolina wasn't very good. Denver looked like they weren't. Of course, they ended up playing really well. Hell, they damn near got back to 500 at the end of the season, started playing a lot better. Heck of a turnaround, actually. But this year, they got a lot of teams. Like, they open with a 9-8 team. They go to 11-16. Then I think, wasn't Seattle like 9-8 last year, too?
Seattle was competitive, yes.
So then they got a whole bunch of those teams that are in that category. That, by the way, that whole division, Houston, all those teams, Indy, Colts, they were, everybody seemed like they're right around 9-8.
You just don't know. Like, I mean, again, those couple of games down the stretch against the Jets, those could either be real easy wins if Aaron Rodgers doesn't make it that far.
So that's the unknown team right there.
You know.
That you agree more than any other team, the unknown is the unknown of Aaron Rodgers.
It's just Aaron Rodgers, though. It's not even that team, because I do think that team is loaded. Right? I mean, they have good receivers. They got a great running back.
Spent a lot of money.
They got a tremendous defense.
They got a lot of veteran offensive linemen who have been injured. By the way, a lot in common with the Dolphins offensive line. A lot of those guys have been injured on that O-line for the Jets. And Mike Williams is back, who's coming off an ACL. I guess he got the green light to start playing. If he's healthy, I've seen her. Woody, you've seen it too. You're in fantasy football. He can be really good, but he gets injured.
But again, with the Jets, they're cooked if Aaron Rodgers doesn't make it for whatever reason.
Yeah, but how many
teams? They're in big trouble.
How many teams in that same boat?
But Aaron Rodgers is the biggest question mark out of any quarterback in football. Outside of maybe, hell, even Joe Burrow.
Joe's another one.
I mean, throw Joe Burrow in that mix.
How about this one? So the 49ers get the great news. Trent Williams ends up, by the way, great holdout by him. They go, okay, you win. We'll give you a bunch of they guaranteed his contract this year and next year with a bunch of money. Brandon Ayuk's back. He's now signed. And now it comes down to Ja'Marr Chase. We don't know if he's going to play or not, and Hassan Reddick, it looks like Jets are trying to free up some money to try to get him at the last second so he doesn't miss any games, the pass rusher for the Jets. But
I think the Bengals will be fine on Sunday. I think the Patriots are tanking at this point, right? Isn't that basically what they announced when they said they weren't going to start their rookie quarterback?
I don't know, though.
Boy, if
that's what you're thinking of, please keep it to yourself, because it's bad for business.
Doesn't it feel that way, though?
If somebody would have told me that the Patriots,
out there,
after 20 years of Tom Brady, would be tanking, try telling that fan base up there we're tanking.
They've been
pathetic. Enjoy your Celtics and Bruins and Red Sox. That's a tough one.
They've been very, very pathetic over there. Mac Jones, that thing was a real mess.
The guy, the next Tom Brady?
Yeah. Is Drake May the next Tom Brady? I don't know.
No. You don't know?
Well, they won't let him play.
There's no shot.
He's not playing. I don't know, so who knows?
We've been saying
the next Dan Marino. Jacoby Brissett, apparently.
Guess what? Stop on the next Dan Marino.
Dan Marino.
No, because we did that for 20-something years. Oh, we got to get calm down. Probably not going to get him. Speaking of that,
the Packers have figured that out. They're the only team.
Yeah, that's a pretty good handoff.
They always hand it off to the next guy.
Hand off to a guy and give him a little time to rest before he takes the job.
When was the last time they had quarterback issues in Green Bay? 30 years ago?
Oh, they they look like they've got that figured out. Hey, by the way, speaking of the Dan Marino, the fish tank came out, OJ and Seth, and it's on YouTube right now for Dolphin fans and Dan Marino fans, the comeback. It is a story of Dan Marino after the Achilles injury, where he got hurt in 93, I believe, against Cleveland, and came back after a real shaky going through the whole Achilles operation and rehabilitation, and didn't feel great, threw a couple interceptions in a preseason game, and then the season opener against the Patriots and the Magic at the stadium down here, at the Hard Rock Stadium now, but 39-35 win. And the biggest pair, and he's had a big pair his whole life, but he took it to a different level at the end of that game and the throw that he makes and actually changed it. He did this to some of his receivers. You ever get a chance to talk to some of Dan Marino's receivers? He would tell guys like, hey, 3rd and 7, 4th and 7, hey, they think we're just going to get a first down, so just dip like you're going to run a short route and just take off and go. You'll be wide open, and the ball will be right there for you. And he did one of those, and Drew Bledsoe is the quarterback at that time for New England. And he put another poster up on his wall after that one of Dan Marino. Just an unbelievable game for people that were there. And the story, and by the way, so it's up. Really nicely done by OJ and Seth and the team over there for the fish tank that put that together. It's on YouTube. And I saw even last night it popped out and had like 9,000 people had already viewed it. So it was off to a great start. And if you need just a little Dan Marino fix in your life, you can't get him. People always go, I'd love to have a beer with Dan Marino. Yeah, I got to tell you, they're fun to have. Hey man, we got more stuff to get to here this morning.
Let me just give you a quick text here from 561. This guy says, just wanted to give you and Joe a warning about some serious criminal activity going around lately. Saw my car got broken into. Those criminals left FSU and Gator season tickets. Thank God I wasn't there for it. Be safe, guys.
All the stuff's coming out, boy.
I'm here for the pile-on, but anyone there, wants to jump in.
There is a lot of Canes fans that really enjoyed that combination of the game at the Swamp and what happened a couple of nights later to Florida State, losing their second ACC game. If somebody would have told me off of last year's team that Mike Norvell would be 0-2 in ACC play, losing in Ireland to Georgia Tech and then getting pounded by Boston College at home, I would have never believed it in less than 2 weeks. I would have never believed that was going to happen.
It's pretty awesome. And let me send you a break on this one here. Adam Schefter just sent this out. He said, what Bill Belichick has in store this season. You ready for this, Joe?
Yeah.
He's a strategic advisor with the 33rd team. It's a podcast site. He's on Pat McAfee once a week during the season. He's on the Manning cast of Peyton and Eli during the first half of games, which sucks. Weekly Friday night show with Peyton analyzing upcoming Monday night football matchups. He's an analyst on Inside the NFL with Ryan Clark, Ocho Cinco, and Chris Long. And he has his own football show on Underdog Fantasy.
Oh, he jumped in. This is screaming. Give me another head coaching job. If anybody thinks he really wants to do all this stuff and doesn't want to coach, you're crazy. That guy wants to coach again. Yeah, he's going to be busy. You're going to get a lot. By the way, you're going to get a lot of Saban and Belichick. Right now, though, we got to go to break here. We got more stuff to get to. Hey, you know who we got joining us? Dan Radakovich, the University of Miami Athletic Director, is going to join us in a few minutes. We'll talk to him. First of all, I want to tell you about a couple of my favorite Gators, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Man, hey, guys, don't worry. I'm not talking about that game. I'm talking about what you guys do professionally and do so well every day. I'm talking about the partners, Cohen and Judah. Yeah, the injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Read the reviews, partners who you can always reach. I just love it. It's about when you talk to those guys, you find out as small as this is, it really is about communication, like updates on how your case is doing. Hey, how's it going, man? I'm hurting over here. How's it going? I'm not feeling great. I'm worried. What's the latest? What's the latest? And to find out some law firms aren't getting back to you, what are you wasting your time when you can get great communication and great results with Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah? Yeah, they're going to get on the phone with you and answer all your questions. Injuries caused by negligence of others, you need to go to CohenandJudah.com. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. You see it every day on commercials. and you're going, man, that guy's really good. That guy's been doing this a long time, those commercials. Hey, I wonder, oh, he's going to have you work with somebody else. Oh, I was hoping I could work with the guys that have their name on the law firm. Well, you will with Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. That's exactly what you're going to get. Hey, you're going through pain right now. Trip and fall, car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or anything else. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
I got to tell you, man, it's been a couple of days, but damn, that felt good on Saturday. Didn't that feel good? Dan Radakovich, University of Miami Athletic Director, joins us this morning. Dan, didn't that feel good, huh? Sit up there and watch that ass beating?
Joe, I got to tell you, you know this from being in athletics for a long time. There are very few feelings that you get in this industry to go on the road and beat a rival. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the best feelings going. And, you know, the Hurricane family had that on Saturday. You know, thanks to Mario, his staff, and the players who put in a lot of work over the summer to make it happen. So, you know, that one is, as we say, in the rearview mirror now.
Yep.
And we're ready to go tackle each one of the remaining 11 regular season games, starting on Saturday with Florida A&M at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about that game coming up because, yeah, and you're right, and Mario's made it real clear, and you have too. That was a good win. Our fans can enjoy it, but we got to focus in on what's still ahead. I do want to ask you, though. It is nice as you sit out there at the practices and go around all your teams and stuff and go, man, this just looks a little different. Ooh, that guy, and you add this. And I got to tell you, this team, from where it was 2 years ago to where it is right now in spring to summer football before this thing started up, it just looks a lot different, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, you know, I think it really is. Whenever you put a team together, and Mario has done a phenomenal job with this, you've got to add the proper pieces, not only the talent, but culture pieces and complementary pieces and people that, you know, you have this team of 100-some-odd young men from different parts of the country, different backgrounds, and they all have to meld together to be able to play well on those Saturday afternoons. And he and his staff have done that, and these kids have bought in and really understand what the mission is, why they're here, you know, obviously to play great football, to enhance their opportunities, possibly to move forward and play at a different level, but also to get an education and graduate so that they can have that degree forever. So I think right now we've turned the corner. Yeah, and it was a long corner to turn, especially if you're in the middle of it like we've all been. But I really feel like, you know, we've done some great things here, Mario and his staff and our administration. We've put a lot of good things in place, and you know, last Saturday we were able to visually see some of those things come to fruition.
Dan, I've been saying this, so being out of practice during spring and then for camp when it started up, watching Cam Ward run around back there, and I remember when Woody and I have been talking about this. So I'm watching him run around. I go, yeah, it's a nice play, and he did roll out and then throw it the other way 30 yards down the field, but I mean, I don't know if they would have sacked him if the defensive linemen and linebackers could run full speed and, you know, you don't hit your quarterback in practice. And then he shows up in that game the other day, and he's making plays that we've never seen around here. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback of all time at UM, but some of the plays that he kept alive, I called it sandlot football, and throws down the field. He was just everything advertised plus some. What do you think of Cam Ward?
Well, I agree with everything that you said. I mean, he's very special. He's done some things that you know, haven't seen for a while. One of my favorite plays was when he was retreating back and there was nobody open, really good coverage on that particular play. Just kept moving back and back, and basically off his back foot, he threw it about 50 yards and it landed out of bounds near the pylon. So nobody could catch it. And he said, but there were receivers in the area, so it wasn't grounding, but he saved the down and distance. So, I mean, those kind of things really show off something that I didn't really, you really can't see until you play in a game of how strong his arm is. And that was really something that even after watching practice for a while and seeing him, you know, over the summer and into the August drills, you don't really see that intensity until it's in a game. And the young man has a rocket, and I think that that's going to serve him well.
Yeah, well, he was the national story yesterday in college football, or one of them for sure, and what he's been able to do. By the way, I got to ask you, and I'm not trying to put you in the middle of any kind of controversy, Dan, so I want to let you know that first, but this Clemson thing, how long will Dabo Swinney fight this transfer portal before somebody finally says, we love you, you've been one of the greatest coaches in college football, but make that change, as Michael Jackson once said. Well, what do you think? Does he do you it? Know, what happens?
Yeah, I think, look, Dabo is you know, he's very intelligent, and I really think in his heart of hearts he thought that he had the right pieces in there to be able to play with the guys that he has. You know, I think that the more he plays some of the teams at the higher echelon where certainly he wants to be, you know, he's going to see that maybe he has to make a few changes. He's got some lieutenants around him who are not just yes men, who will sit down and tell him what he needs to know. And I truly believe that, you know, he really wants to win. But I think that, you know, right now it's not exactly working the way they wanted to, but let's be honest. He played probably the best team in the country right now.
That's true.
On Saturday and played him toe to toe for the first half. So, it's not as far away as maybe people think it is. But you know, the fact that there was a goose egg there related to transfers, really kind of, you know, makes it a much bigger deal than maybe it is. There are programs that maybe took two or three transfers, which isn't a whole lot. But, you know, when you take zero, that number really is amplified. But he's a smart guy and certainly has had great success. And you know, along the way, the people at Clemson certainly, you know, revere him and, you know, really are appreciative for all that he's done for that university.
Dan, we talk a lot. I know everybody's been talking about the transfer portal part of it and being able to improve your team quickly with the two different dates, one before spring football and the one right after spring football. I'm just curious, as you look at it, and you sit in on the meetings and you're aware of it. Boy, when you get the right guys and they come in and they're you mentioned this, and Mish Powell said it, the safety, the great safety for the Canes, said, man, when you get the right guys coming in together, they get the team concept, the play together, man, it sure works. And I was just wondering from your standpoint, bringing in the right guys like it looks like Mario has done, just how much of an impact it can have.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And it's not only just about the quantity, but certainly the quality. And you know, just for the subject we talked about a couple of minutes ago, you know, Sweeney's been at Clemson 17 years. You know, he's been recruiting under a different umbrella of not transfers and high school kids forever. When Mario got here, the world changed, and the ability to move a program forward quickly was through the transfer portal and a balance of really great high school recruits. Will the number of transfers that are taken in certain programs continue to be at a high number once you've solidified a really great culture and a lot of good players inside the program? I don't know. I think time will tell, but I would guess that those numbers would move a little move down a bit because you've brought in the people that you really like to be able to be a part of your program and play the way you like to play. So, Mario's done a masterful job of bringing people in, and Mish Powell is certainly one of them. I mean, the young man played in the national championship game last year. He knows how to win. And having that, bringing people in who are from good programs, who are winning programs, I think that's important as well.
By the way, 12th in the AP poll. It doesn't matter to me right now, these early polls. I don't really care personally, but for you, what were your thoughts?
You know, I think that I'm with you. I'm with you on that stuff. You know, these polls that are early are maybe a little bit of a beauty contest, and that's okay. It's better to be ranked 12th than anything than lower than that. So we'll take it. And again, it's one step on the journey that we're on.
All right, let's jump into the good stuff. Kane, 6 p.m., Hard Rock. This Saturday, Florida A&M Rattlers, 2-0, by the way, 2-0 start for them. For people who want to go out there for the game and for tickets, and by the way, see what looks to be the best team. Look, I don't know how this thing's going to end, but talent-wise, it's the most talented team they've had in a couple of decades. I mean, let's just put it out there. It is, and I hope fans will get a chance to go out and not just wait for the sexy Florida State game, but go out and watch, including the 4- and 5-star guys they have on this team that are just starting to play a little bit, get out there and watch it.
Well, I agree 100%. You know, 6 o'clock at Hard Rock, you know, season tickets are still available. We're selling those. We have Virginia Tech coming in on a Friday night. We've got Florida State this year. But remember, if you're a season ticket holder, you get a head start on next year's 8 home game schedule, which will include Notre Dame and Florida, ooh, along with NC State and Louisville. So, you know, getting your season tickets now really kind of puts you in a great spot for next year. So 1-800-GO-CANES or MiamiHurricanes.com. The ticket lines are open. We have some availability. You know, we've distributed upwards of 50,000 tickets for this game already. So we're expecting a really good crowd, but there's still some room there on the bandwagon to be able to buy some season tickets and get ready not only for this year, but for next year as well.
Yeah, no, listen, it's if that didn't get you up, I know I had a couple extra tequilas where I was that night, Dan. I'm not sure how the night ended, but it sure was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Well, Joe, all the best, and let me just tell you, we thank you so much for being a great part of the Hurricane family here, and look forward to many more calls with you as the season goes on.
Man, I like that. Matter of fact, I like it so much, I might have to come out and see if I can catch another practice or two, Dan. It's fun being out there with you guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, Joe. Take care.
Dan Radakovich, University of Miami Athletic Director, and you can tell he's in pretty good mood. I would, too. Huh? I'd be in a damn good mood too.
Yeah, things are going all right over there right now.
All right, we like good news, Woody.
We got a good one coming up Saturday. I'm guessing they'll be okay. Probably get a nice little win in that one.
Yeah, you. But this is going to be, these are the games. Some of these are going to pop up in the ACC too. Or
You don't have to do that this weekend,
right,
bro.
Don't do it. Okay.
People will go. Don't worry.
Oh, well, I'm trying to help them out.
I mean, you don't have to worry about it. Like, it's probably not going to be close.
Okay.
It'll be entertaining, though. Nothing wrong with a good old-fashioned ass-whooping, right?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with those, Woody. That is some good news. Hey, we got more stuff coming up. Brett McMurphy is going to join us about 5 minutes from now. Our college football insider from Action Network College Football, and we'll talk to him about everything going on. But first, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Well, I'll tell you what, I've known these guys and been with them for darn near all 35 years. I'm showing my age, but they're showing theirs too. Great service. Great service every day. I get asked every so often, hey, Joe, I hear you know that air conditioning business can be sleazy and it can be ugly. I go, listen, man, let me just tell you about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I know that thing was built on great service. Big Daddy Lenny started this thing, and he started it with great service, and it's never changed. We lost Big Daddy, but we didn't lose his son, Eric, and the rest of them over there still doing a great job for you. Matter of fact, it's just getting bigger and better. I like to throw out the numbers, 35, 135, and 7. That says 35 years in the business, 135 trucks on the road every day, 7 days a week. That's all you need to know when it comes to great service, but I got more. Good things to tell you about the great service they have. You need a new air conditioning unit? We got trained and certified technicians ready to go. You need a new water heater? We got water. We're the water heater kings of South Florida, man. We are ready to go. Same day installation. We have a warehouse full of air conditioning units, all different sizes. Water heaters, all different sizes. And we got we have trucks that do nothing but deliver air conditioning units and water heaters. That's what they do to take care of all of your air conditioning and water heater and plumbing problems. We take care of all of it at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. This next time you have a problem, same day installation is our goal. Financing plans always to help you out. Still family owned and operated. No, we're not selling. Some people have tried to come to us with some big money. We said no. Listen to it. I just did a wee on Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I want to let you know the next time you have a plumbing or an air conditioning problem, go to 855-PLUMBER. 855-PLUMBER. If you have any kind of problem, they're a very nice lady who will answer the phone. You tell her Joe Rose said to give you a call for an air conditioning or plumbing problem at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
We are heading back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you. Brett McMurphy, Action Network, College Football Insider. Good friend of ours for a long, long time. And Brett, well, I'll tell you what, if somebody would have told me that the Canes were going to blow out Florida, I didn't expect that. And I definitely didn't expect Florida State to start with two losses to Georgia Tech and Boston College, including the one at home where they got kicked around pretty good physically. Really surprised me as I say good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. I guess Sophie's Choice for Miami fans, what are they more excited about, the Miami start or the Florida State start?
Well, that's a great question.
Both of them, not expected. Not that Miami, we didn't expect Miami to win, but like you said, I was surprised they were that dominant. I thought this would go down to the fourth quarter. It's well documented what Florida's schedule is. I thought they'd be very desperate and would come out and take this to the fourth quarter. But, yeah, Miami took advantage. It was never in doubt. Makes me look smart. I had them highest ranked in the preseason. I still think they're underranked by the AP voters at number 12. I think I had them up to number 7 on my ballot this week. But have you guys started scheduling the parade yet? When's that going to happen after the season?
Yeah. Hey, so Cam Ward, did that surprise you? On some of the stuff that he did and stuff, and just some of the plays.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I mean, Joe, that's why I had, Miami so highly ranked, because I thought the addition of Cam and also Martinez at running back, I think, quite frankly, the best quarterback running back duo to transfer into one school. That's why I was so high on them. And I think because Cam played at Washington State, a lot of people weren't familiar with him. And that was kind of in a nutshell what happened with the Pac-12, being out there and playing a lot of games on the Pac-12 network, playing a lot of games at 10:30 Eastern. You know, half of the nation's asleep when you're playing your games, and so people weren't familiar with him. But certainly, he made a huge statement. You know, Saturday, and now everybody knows who he is. And you know, people always ask me before the season, "Oh, who's your pick to win the Heisman?" And I'm like, "Look, I'd just rather throw darts at a board. I'd have better success." But certainly, Cam's in the conversation now. And if Miami wins the ACC, with a 10-2 or better record, I think he's got a legitimate shot to get to New York City. Now, obviously, there's a lot of season left, and we have to see what happens. But if he does what he did in Week One, over the course of the season, I don't see any way he would not be in New York City.
Brett, your take on Billy Napier, if this thing, if it doesn't get competitive, I mean, he's got too much talent. The fact that I think they're going to be okay. They got a lot of really good players on the team. But if you don't see, there's no way he gets fired during the year, right? Could you see him gone, though, at the end of the season anyway? They owe him a lot of money.
Yeah, well, the thing with this, Joe, and it's not specifically to Florida, but basically every school nowadays, is you get to a point that if the fan base has checked out and given up on the coach, it's one. ADs have told me this. They would rather have a fan base that's passionate, that's actually pissed off that they're not doing well. The worst thing is to have a fan base that has given up, that just doesn't care, that stops, you know, being involved in the program and just forgets about it. So the question is, has or will Florida get to that point during the season? And, you know, as we know, their schedule's insane, how hard it is, although the Florida State game at the end of the year doesn't look as tough. But I think it's kind of based on how the season goes. I mean, they've got a, you know, Samford this week, they should be okay. And then they have Texas A&M. You know, they're going to probably be an underdog in that game. At Mississippi State, at Starkville's never easy. You know, UCF comes there. That's the toss-up game at Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, you know, and then they get into those final five games. So they could be, you know, if they're sitting at 2-5, yeah, I think there's a possibility something could happen. They have an open date before Georgia in that final five game stretch. But at this point, yeah, it's going to cost a ton of money to buy them out, but it's going to cost more if you keep them and basically your whole fan base is apathetic and doesn't care anymore. I just know, Joe, I've done some investigative journalism in my past. I'm working on a Pulitzer Prize piece right now. I'm searching the entire state of Florida looking for somebody that actually has a basement. So I can find the person that's been bothering Billy Napier. I've looked all over Tampa, St. Pete. I'll be heading down your way. So far I have not found one basement. So if you guys have any tips, please send me an email or let me know, because I'm looking for that one person in Florida with a basement.
Brett, I threw that out. We had fun with that yesterday. We're trying to figure out, and people were texting in and letting us know that they don't know of any basements in any part of Florida. So I know, but he did get a shot in on those little podcasters that apparently are starting to bother he and his team a little bit. So the Mike Norvell story is, to me, is the biggest story in college football. I don't think anybody expected. And they lost a lot of guys in the NFL. They did, but this guy's pretty good with that transfer portal. To see him at 0-2, and by the way, physically just getting manhandled on this defensive line, I did not expect that. What's your take on Mike's even apologizing after going undefeated through last year till the last game?
Yeah, and you're right, and I got to talk, you know, I like Mike. He's a stand-up guy. I had a chance to talk to him, you know, in the off season, and, you know, he really felt that you know, even though they lost a running back to the NFL, their running back depth was as good as it's ever been. He felt like defensively they lost a lot of guys, but they still had a lot of talent back, guys that had played a number of plays, not necessarily that started a lot of games, but had seen a lot of game action. You know, some people were claiming Florida State had the best defensive line in the country. I don't think that's panning out as a very good observation, but just surprising how Florida State has been dominated defensively by Georgia Tech and Boston College's offenses. Because, you know, these teams are teams that, you know, were projected to, you know, in a good scenario, get to six wins and get to a bowl game. And Florida State couldn't stop either one of them. And probably the most, you know, frustrating thing for Florida State fans is the performance of DJU at quarterback. You know, he had, you know, he's had his ups and downs at Clemson and at Oregon State. But, boy, he sure looks like he's regressed. And, you know, the first week against Georgia Tech, it looks like either he couldn't or they wouldn't allow him to throw downfield. And then against Boston College, it just looks like there's no confidence there. When he does have receivers, he overthrows them. When he doesn't have receivers, he tries to throw into coverage. You know, it's just everyone's kind of, you know, everyone's you press, so you have so much pressure on yourself. I kind of think that's how it is with Florida State. And now the challenge for them is, you know, obviously they wanted to get back to the playoff, you know, kind of, you know, make up for what happened in the Orange Bowl last year. Now you try not to lose the team, because now all those expectations, those goals, realistically, I guess they could get to the playoff. They'd have to win out at 10-2, but that's the only way they get in. And, you know, now you got realistic concerns. Is Florida State going to get the six wins and get to a bowl game? So it's been crazy how much it has flipped like that. And what's crazier is a year after going 13-0 in the regular season, there are some fans out there questioning if Norvell should be on the hot seat.
It's crazy.
Insane, these fans. How, you know, it's like week to week whether a coach should be on a hot seat. But, you know, that's one of the changes now that obviously it didn't impact coaches. But with players getting paid, people are taking more of a, you know, professional attitude about, you know, job security and different things like that. But, yeah, this is certainly unexpected by Florida State. And, you know, other than, you know, really Miami – you know, the ACC is laid an egg in the early going. Yes. Maybe they can turn it around when we get going.
Hey, speaking of that, Dabo Swinney, who's been a great college football coach, he's one of, years ago we were saying he's one of the two or three guys every year that was right there, but he's fighting this transfer portal. He won't do it, and now it's catching up to him. And I know they played Georgia, and maybe that's a bad example because they look super talented once again, but who tells Dabo Swinney, listen, we got to use this transfer portal like everybody else a little bit?
I'm sure people are telling him that. He's just not listening, you know. And I don't know if there's anyone that could tell him that and he would listen. Maybe if Nick Saban sat him down. But Dabo knows all this, you know. And Saban could say, "Look, you either adapt or you die." I mean, it wasn't that long ago. Saban actually tried to pass a rule in college football that the offenses had to wait 10 seconds to snap the ball so the defenses could be ready. And, of course, that never passed. But that's how Saban felt. The game was played too fast. And so what happened? That got voted down. So then Saban said, well, if you can't beat him, you join him. And he hired Kiffin. And, you know, we see what happened. Dabo certainly, you know, is going to die on this hill. And it's just – it just doesn't make any sense. I understand you want to be loyal to your players, but I heard a very good comparison. It would be like an NFL team saying, you know what, we're not going to use the free agent market. We're just going to take the guys we have we draft every year, and that's it. And we've got our team here. You know, how successful would those teams be? Well, they wouldn't, and everybody would get fired, and that's why nobody does it. You know, we'll see if Dabo ever changes. And at this point, does he – not change just to kind of prove a point? Is he that stubborn? We're going to have to find out. But you are right. It could just be that Georgia's that good, and Clemson may be all right. Georgia may beat everybody that bad, but certainly, you know, in their opener, that was not a good look for Clemson at all.
Well, Brett, I really appreciate you coming on a little bit. I know how you felt about this Miami team and wanted to get your take today. I think everybody's kind of fired up down here to – see such a talented team going, wow, it really is that good. So it's been fun. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Let me know if you find any of those basements. Okay?
We're going to be looking. We're looking right now. We got the call out for South Florida. Could be something in Palm Beach. We're checking right now.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Brett McMurphy. Action Network Football Insider. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. But first, do want to tell you before we jump into this 9 o'clock hour, Michael Kotze. No. He's not a head coach. No, Michael Kotze doesn't mess around the transfer portal. No, he's a guy that wants to help you with a reverse mortgage. No, he's the first guy that's put together some great programs to help you out right now. What could be some tough times, especially people living in condos on the water right now. Interest rates are higher, high insurance rates, HOA fees going up, and all of a sudden you're retired going, uh-oh, I got a problem. You know what people are doing? They're going to credit cards, running up their credit cards to be able to pay their bills every month. That's not the answer. Not at 28, 29, 30% on that credit card. Let Michael Kotze relieve some of that money stress. Get that credit card paid off for you. Reverse mortgages could be for you if you're 62 or older. You and your spouse, you qualify. If you're sitting there with all that equity in your home, call Michael Kotze, get approved quickly, and get it done quickly. The reverse mortgage might be absolutely perfect for you. It's more popular than ever. One of the most popular mortgages we have here in South Florida. And I want to let you know, first-time home buyer rates right now. Michael Kotze's got a nice program, fixed rates in the fives for you, self-employed and been declined by banks. Don't worry, Michael Kotze can still get it done for you, too. Hey, whatever you're going through, go to Google Reviews on the web. That's Choice Mortgage Reviews, and check it out. A lot of people saying a lot of nice things about Michael Kotze, his work ethic, 7 days a week. This guy works nonstop, even on Saturday and Sunday. Can get you approved in half the time of the big banks. So here's his cell phone number. Call or text him today. Find out. 561-441-2730. That's 561. 441-2730, 33 years in the business. Michael Kotze has no life. The guy works, man. That's all he does. His poor wife's wondering if she's married. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.